vessel while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Hello everyone, I'm Mike Maino. Welcome to Company Break. This month we are going to feature a very special business located in Mystic, Connecticut, a longtime client of WCRI, Coogan Gildersleeve Appliances. And here to represent the company is the owner, Glenn Dean. Welcome, Glenn.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on the show and find out a little bit more about Coogan Gildersleeve. And where it all started, how it started, and a little bit about you, and the fact that you're a good-looking guy and work hard in the industry is always a good thing. But you've achieved some notoriety on WCRI because of your commercials that you voice. A lot of people recognize your voice.
Yeah, they do. It's pretty amazing. I got a lot of feedback from the station.
That's great. Now let's find out about Coogan Gildersleeve. I guess the first question I would have, if I was just the man on the street, as they say, the name Coogan Gildersleeve, I presume it's two people's names. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Ed Coogan and Andy Gildersleeve started the business about 39 years ago. They bought out another appliance guy who did everything, but they bought the appliance division,
mm-hmm.
and they needed a service person. So I came to work for them a month after they incorporated, and been there ever since. Now I'm the owner.
Wow, so that's close to 40 years in the business.
I'm in year 39 right now.
Year 39, and when you say came to them, I mean, you're only 42 years old, so you started very young. So, I mean, was this like your first real big job?
Well, actually, I came out of the Navy and worked for another dealer in town for a little bit, and Ed Coogan knew that I worked for him, and he approached me because I did sealed system work and stuff like that, repairs. And back then we were much smaller than we are now, but I did all the installations. We did kitchen installs. We did the whole nine yards. But eventually we dropped the kitchens off and specialized just in white goods, which would be your washers, dryers, stoves, refrigerators, or things like that.
Right.
No TVs or anything like that.
White goods when everything used to be white. Now it would be stainless steel goods.
Any color you want.
Or any color you want, right. So you don't do TVs, you don't do small appliances like mixers and blenders and things like that.
Small as we go would be with the Miele vacuum cleaners. We found that they're a very, very good machine, very high quality, German built.
Mm-hmm.
They're about as small as appliance we do.
So now I notice if you go to your website, which is coogill.com, I believe is the way you could say it, but we'll be a little more specific with that in the next part of the show. But if you go to your website, you'll find brand names. A lot of the brands I've never heard of. Now, I know Maytag, and I know Westinghouse, and I know, you know, Frigidaire, but there are a lot of what appear to be very high-end names that are listed on your website.
Well, the Miele in particular is a very high-end German product. You got Sub-Zero, Wolf, Liebherr, Aga, which is not a well-known name. It's English. Fairly high-end, although we still do just, you know, the $369 washer machine too, but that's just a completely different world.
Right. It's if somebody's looking for something better than they might get in a big box store, they go to you, and then they also can get the better brand, they can get the better equipment, and they also know that they have you to service it, backing it up, right?
Yes, that's for sure. And today with the service, I send my technicians to every school I possibly can because the machines are more complicated. Back in my day, I carried a screwdriver and a wrench, and now these guys walk in with computers and analyzing equipment more than anything else.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not unlike when I was a kid, my brother used to have cars apart in the garage all the time. You take them apart, you put them back together, and off you go. And today you don't see that much anymore.
Well, one of the guys barred my tool bag, and he says, there's actually sockets in here. What are they for? You know, it's very highly technical, and that's why we have to send them. I sent four technicians to Arizona for a week just to make sure they were trained in these higher-end ones. If you buy a refrigerator for $10,000, you don't want somebody standing there scratching their head. You want them to have good concrete knowledge of what's how it's made and how it's serviced.
Glenn, I don't know how to tell you this, but the four guys you sent to Arizona last week probably went to the Super Bowl.
That's true. Yeah, that's probably the truth.
But now, for those of you that really want a little human interest about Glenn, you weren't originally from this area. Like you said, you ended up staying here after the Navy, right?
Yeah,
but
well,
you're a Pittsburgh
originally
guy.
From the south side of Pittsburgh. So
there you go.
Go Steelers.
You can say that now because we don't care anymore.
That's right, exactly.
we won it all, so we're happy for a while.
Well, that's what somebody said. There's always next year, and I said, that's what every loser says. You know.
So from Pittsburgh into the Navy and then ending up here and getting into the appliance business. Now, one of the important facets of your business, I know, is the service end of it. So you sell somebody what could be a very expensive piece of equipment. They want to make sure they know that if anything at all, anything goes wrong, they can get in touch with you. So that's why those guys have to have the schooling.
They have to have the schooling, but it's nice, too, that we have technical assist lines. So if they get out there and something's not quite right and it's not something they'd seen before, they all have cell phones. They can technically call tech assist and have somebody walk them through some other test, or if they know that something's going on,
right,
to show them where to look.
Right to the manufacturer.
Right to the manufacturer. And a lot of these machines now have actually self-diagnostic codes in them that you can just punch in, and it'll diagnose the problems from within and let them know. Particularly with some of the more expensive items, the warranties are much better too. Like with the Sub-Zero, you go up on some parts on the Sub-Zero are guaranteed for up to 12 years, where all the Maytag, Whirlpool type of stuff like you were referring to, it's a one-year warranty, and then you're all done, parts and labor. But that's the difference when you buy something
from
like that.
From 1 year to 12, that's a huge difference.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's on particular parts, and maybe right, 5 on one and 12 on another. But
right,
yeah, it is huge. It is really, really big, and it makes a difference. Particularly if you're going to spend that kind of money, you should have that kind of warranty.
Yeah, a lot of the home shows that are on TV now always show these kitchen makeovers and so forth, and they're always putting in what they say are the top-of-the-line equipment. Now, top-of-the-line equipment for me, when I first got married in 1973, meant, you know, $110 refrigerator. What's the basic, or just so with everybody has an idea? I'm sure a lot of listeners are like me. They don't think about it because they bought it so long ago.
Yeah. Well, an average refrigerator can go anywhere from $400 to $700. I mean, that's your average type of top freezer type of thing.
Frigidaire type of product.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The thing today is the bottom freezers seem to be the big movers. The industry tells me that side-by-sides are still big, but not in New England. Bottom freezers seem to be the one that everybody's looking for in a refrigerator. In ranges, it's like everybody wants the dual fuel. They want the electric oven, which is much more responsive than a gas oven, but the gas cooktop that is more controllable than an electric.
Right.
And that's kind of where everybody's at now. Stainless steel is still pretty hot, and everybody thinks it's new, but it goes back to the 50s.
Yeah.
The stainless steel, white and black, is about the colors right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you mentioned the dual cooking with the gas and the electric. I wasn't even aware there was such a thing. I mean, so I know you're right about, I know that a lot of people prefer the stovetop to be gas because of the responsiveness of it. But not every home has gas. But electric has improved a lot on that vein, right?
Oh, yeah. Now what's coming out is this induction cooking. Excuse me. Everybody thinks you have to buy all new pots and pans and things. Like, you don't really. If a pot or a pan will have a magnet stick to it, it'll work on an induction. The nice part about induction is we just did this for a couple who had an elderly mom that was going to be in a mother-in-law apartment. So when you take the pan off the burner, the burner generates no heat. So the pan, the vessel itself, is actually the heating generator. So if she forgets to go back and turn the stove off, no problem.
Wow. So it's safe, I'm sure, if she touches it or something like that, or, well, you know, after a while. I mean, if instead of leaving it on,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. That's the thing is if she even if you turn it on, I have them on the floor. You turn it on, nothing happens. You place the pan on top of it, the pan begins to generate heat.
That's interesting. That's that's a real good safety feature, I would think. You know, the refrigerators we talked about briefly, I said, you know, my $110 refrigerator or whatever it was, now they have computers in them, they have ice makers, they have water available. I guess you can probably get a gin and tonic if you wanted.
Not quite yet, but soon, hopefully.
Now, how does it, is there any specific advantage to the appliance, or are those just extra things that are just kind of, you know,
well,
nice to have?
They're conveniences.
Yeah.
You know, they do a lot of different things with the compartmentize
right.
The unit, and they've got ones that I actually have one on the floor now that has hot water as well. If you want hot or cold, that was just something I was thought would be cool to have in there. But the convenience of having an ice maker dispenser is very nice, rather than opening the door to the freezer every time if you want ice. So it's mostly the ice makers and dispensers now are the big things, and they fool around with a lot of different stuff, and then they end up going back to the basics.
Yeah, so the computers in the door and the things like that aren't quite the...
Well, they had one with a TV in it,
right,
and a flat screen, and that never flew very much.
Yeah, I don't think you need a TV on the refrigerator when you could have it right next to it, right?
Right, exactly. It's kind of fun because you get to see a lot of this stuff come and go. We had one year that they came out with, which was a freestanding stove where the oven was the refrigerator and an oven. And what you'd do is you'd program it and have it come on so you could actually have a casserole in there being refrigerated, and then it would shut down on refrigeration, come back on. That lasted about 3 months. I mean, no, nobody in their right mind would buy that.
What a nightmare that could be. Oh, I pushed the wrong button. Well, all right, a lot of unique and new things always coming out. I'm sure everybody's trying to, invent a better thing and come up with a better mousetrap. We're going to take a short break and come back and have more of Glenn Dean, find out a little bit more about Coogan Gildersleeve Appliances. You should know they're located in Mystic, Connecticut,
Green Manville.
Green Manville Avenue, just south of the Mystic Seaport, just before you get to downtown Mystic. If you're driving down that road, it's on the left-hand side, and it's a great place to stop in. And a lot of great people that work there. You've got Lucy is in there. She can answer a lot of questions and other people that can help you out. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more in just a minute. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Glenn Dean from Coogan Gildersleeve Appliances in Mystic. And I was a little bit off on the website, Glenn, earlier, so I just want to make sure everybody knows it, so if they want to go there, they can check it out. It's Coog, so it's CoogIllAppl.com. CoogIllApple.com, so for appliances. And I'm sure if you just search Coogan Gildersleeve, you'll get it. That's what I do all the time. And if you're interested in the phone number, it's 860-536-4929. And you can get information there. But they're very easy to find right in the heart of Mystic there, just before you get to downtown on Greenmanville Avenue. And we were talking to Glenn about various kinds of appliances. And during the commercial break, Glenn, I asked you about contracting business, and you know, I always used to imagine that you would build a new house or a new home or redo a home if you were a contractor, and you put all the appliances in and then you just sell it. But I guess probably most contractors nowadays are leaving the space for the appliances, and the client or the customer does the filling in, right?
Yeah, that seems to be the way it's going. Most of the contractors really don't want to have anything to do with the appliances. And that way, the client that's coming in gets to pick out what they want by brand or by whatever reason they have for selecting that particular item. And everybody seems to work out a little happier that way.
Mm-hmm.
The contractor doesn't have to worry about the appliances, and,
right.
and we come in, and the customer ultimately gets what they want, not what the contractor bought.
Sure, there's so many variables. I mean, the finish could be an item. I guess there are some finishes that are polished, and some that are don't show fingerprints and things like that. And all those decisions could be made by the client.
You'd be surprised how much time we spent on just the way the appliances look.
Right.
Everything I sell, I buy because I know I got backup from the company.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's going to do its job, but it's aesthetic sometimes that
sure.
we spend hours and hours on to make sure all the handles are the same. We did one for a guy who he loved the refrigerator. It was a black glass front, but he hated the stainless steel handles. So I found a guy downstate that powder coated stuff. So we sent the handles down to have it powder coated. Well, this guy was meticulous, and he wanted to know whether it was a matte or a gloss finish. And the oven that he has had a glass front with matte handles. So we powder coated it matte. So when you walk in his kitchen, he has a totally custom kitchen. You can't possibly buy that without having taken the handles off. Well,
sure.
I was on submarines, and I don't like to be told I can't do something. So you come in and challenge me, it's a lot of fun.
Submarine guy, all right. I think that, the way the appliances look is very, very important to a customer that's spending the amount of money they are to redo a kitchen. Like I said, back in the old days, maybe, everything was buy your Magic Chef, and there you go.
yes. Magic Chef, that's a good name.
Yes, that's one I remember. That was my mom and dad had a Magic Chef refrigerator.
yep.
So, the high-end stuff, I know you mentioned names like Wolf and Aga and things like that. Is there something that determines, when you see someone walk in the store, do you direct them to one versus the other, or how does that work?
Well, it's pretty simple. You just ask them straight out, what are you looking for, and where do you want to be? I mean, oftentimes people come in and say, I have a budget. No one works without a budget.
Sure.
So for me, when somebody comes in and they're doing a whole kitchen, my first thing to do is to find out what type of cooking they do. So that's something you use, 10 times a day. Any refrigerator will keep the milk cold,
right.
But the cooking you're going to be using, and it's pretty important because you use it a lot. And also, when you select whatever you're going to be cooking on, we need to know that the ventilation will be there. In a construction phase, the ventilation has to be thought out much earlier than everything else, because if you're going to be running ducting through ceilings and things like that. So that's my first inkling, is to come in and find out what you got. And I tell people, spend the money on the stuff you're going to use the most, like the cooking equipment, or if you
mm-hmm.
really have a priority for a dishwasher that it has to be quiet, okay, buy up on the dishwasher and then buy down on some other appliance. Again, nobody ever works without a budget.
Right. They're going to spend the amount that they have in mind, roughly. And now, it's a big ticket item. Is the average person come in and just say, okay, I'm going to spend $10,000 on a couple pieces or something? Do they just pay you, write you a check, or credit cards, or how do you do the
financial? We take MasterCard and Visa, check, mm-hmm. Cash.
You get cash?
Yes, actually, we do. But it's, most of the stuff is credit card today.
Yeah.
That way they get their points, and everybody wins, So, and it's usually, depending on the product, it's usually done like half down and then half on delivery.
All right. They're not going to come into you like a car dealership, though, and say, okay, now I got to go sit with the finance guy and work that out.
Well, actually, we do have financing available, and every item's a little bit different. They have different financing codes, and that's when you got to talk to my daughter, Katie. She knows how to do that.
Okay.
I don't get involved in that. But they have all different types of payment programs with payments, monthly payments without interest, or pay in a year with no interest type of thing.
Oh, okay.
So there's a whole different bunch of programs out there that can be utilized. So, and again, that's when you got to talk to Katie. She's
all right.
So she's Katie's the credit queen.
Katie's the credit queen, and Lucy's the know-everything queen, right?
Lucy's pretty good.
Yeah.
She's been in the business as long as I have, and she has actually kitchen credentials. So she can really help you reorganize the kitchen sometimes. And she's done it for me on various occasions. She's very, very good at visualizing
right.
the kitchens and seeing how they fit.
So if somebody comes in with a blank slate, so to speak, they're building a new house, or they've got a 25 by 25 room and they want to put a kitchen in there, Lucy will help design it. And
yep.
say, you know, and like you talked about, probably one of the most important things in that aspect would be the ventilation for the stove. I mean, you can pretty much put a refrigerator any way you want. But, you know, the stove is going to be important because of the ventilation and things like that.
That's the nice part. And she got the basic triangle down of preparation, cleanup, and preparing the food and serving it. So she's got that all figured out to a certain degree. She's done two or three kitchens of her own. So she's fairly wise in that. And she really, if you just come in with, like you say, a blank slate and tell her, this is what I want to have, these mm-hmm. are the products I want in the kitchen, she's really good at making sure you can get them in there.
Yeah, and there's things like she would help and talk you through whether you want an island there or you want different things like that. Now, you don't get into the kitchen cabinets and the rest of the kitchen like that, right? All you're doing is appliances. And people would come in and do you ever work with a specific cabinet maker or something like that?
We work with a great deal of different cabinet people all over the area, all the way from Charleston as far as
I know you go
Saybrook.
You go up to Saybrook and Norwich, and you cover all of Eastern Connecticut and just about all of Southern Rhode Island, and I know you do business in Westerly a lot and so forth. So that's a great area. Let me ask you an intriguing question. What's the biggest kitchen you've been involved with? Do you recall a story about what would be like, this is really the top of the line?
We just did one for a new house being built in South County, down on the beach down there, and that was pretty amazing. I mean, that was two AGA stoves, which are astronomically expensive.
Astronomically being $10,000?
For one stove.
For one stove.
That's for the smaller one. That's a 24-inch stove. The main stove was probably about
$22,000.
Right. Oh. And the fun part is that we never see it. It's so heavy that the AGA has to come in and install it. They don't want anybody else to touch it.
Okay.
So they come in and they do a preliminary and look at the floor, make sure everything's going to hold the weight. The AGA I have on the floor is 36 inches wide and it weighs 788 pounds.
Wow, yeah. 788 pounds. That's heavier than probably more weight per square inch than a hot tub.
Right, pretty much. And so that's what AGA does. If you're going to spend that kind of money, you should get that kind of service.
Sure.
They come in and check out everything, and they have it delivered in parts, and then they assemble it and vent it out. The real AGAs that are used in England are on 24/7, and they supplement the heat in the house.
Oh, I see. So that's it's an English, obviously an English brand. They must obviously with distributors like yourself here in the United States, and that's how they get into the homes. That's great. Now, I know that last summer we talked about the fact that, I know it's a little out of season, people are still worried about how much snow they're going to have to shovel tomorrow, but outdoor kitchens seem to have taken off in the last couple of years and become bigger and bigger, right? That's a good business for you.
Yeah, that's it. That's real good. We actually have one there that you buy the entire kitchen, basically, but it comes with the countertop. It's pre-wired, pre-plumbed. You have a two-burner stove. You have a refrigeration and the gas grill, and I have one on the floor assembled. So you almost buy it like a kit and then put it all together where you want it. And it's made for the outdoors.
That's great. So this is something that people... It's not too early to start thinking about it. It's February. You know, the next thing you know, it's going to be April and spring flowers are going to start to come up and you're going to be behind the eight ball if you want to plan something like this. What's your average time if somebody wants to do something like that? You have all that in stock or takes weeks to get it or months? Or
Most of the stuff is at the distributors, mm-hmm. so it's not that tough to get. But, you know, something like that, you want to get in early so we can make sure that everything's good for you as well. I mean, the big thing is most people now, when they put in these types of outdoor kitchens, and everything is plumbed by the gas company.
Okay, so the gas lines. It's not you don't have a little bottle of propane sitting there. It's a whole routine, right?
Right. Yeah. The gas companies will come in. A lot of people, I've actually seen people take some of these bigger gas grills we have, and the gas company runs a line to their deck or whatever, and mm-hmm. then you can disconnect it, quick disconnects, and you can just roll your thing away to clean underneath of it, but you're still running off the gas bottle for the house.
Yeah, okay. So if you have gas in the house, and I would take it from that, if the gas was coming from the street, same gas?
Well, there's two different kinds of gases. There's LP gas, which is liquid propane, and there's natural gas, which Wesley does have natural gas, but that's a little more involved. If you don't have it in the house presently, that's a digging up the street and the whole nine yards, where most people opt to just put the propane in.
Okay, and if you had to guess, and you're talking about stoves, and we're talking about gas and electric and the new kind of stoves that you mentioned earlier, would you say that most people are, if they were just going for a traditional stove, most of them are trying to get gas or?
Yeah, a lot more than it used to be. One time, years and years ago, I sold 10-to-1 electric over gas, and it's not so anymore. I mean, the gas companies can come in and for somewheres around $600, you can have a bottle and a line run into the house. So that's where this dual fuel is coming. They already have an electric stove there, mm-hmm. so they have the plug.
Right.
So then all I got to do is run a gas line. Now they have a dual fuel stove, which is pretty much the rage.
So now you mentioned the electric plug. If you were back to that 25-by-25 room that was a clean slate, they need 220 electricity, right, for the stove.
For the dual fuels, yes.
Right, and then the gas and so forth. Now, they would come to you, and you take care of organizing all that, or how does that work?
Well, basically, what would happen is you'd come in and say, okay, this is what I want. And what we do is we print out a portfolio with all the installation instructions.
Oh, okay.
For each piece, we label it, and we had a huge job, and we ended up doing 9 sets of them for every contractor that was in the house, so nobody had any problems. Plus, that particular job I was at every other day. I went on to that job every other day to make sure everything was okay.
Wow.
So we do that quite often. I mean, there's nothing, not a...
And nothing, no stone left unturned, right?
No. Prior to you getting stuff, a lot of times I'll even come out and say, okay, let me come out and take a look and measure and get my
and
2 cents.
And remeasure, right?
And remeasure, and then ask the guy that's going to put it in if he thinks it'll go.
You know? Right, right. Well, Glenn, it's great to have you in, and I know that a lot of our customers are very familiar with your voice and the commercials that Coogan Gildersleeves runs on the station, and hopefully a lot of people get a chance to stop in and see it's a beautiful showroom, lots of great things to look at, and even if you just want to stop by and dream a little, that's okay. I know that I stopped in around Christmas time and got me talking about a new stove for my house, so it's always good to plant the seeds and get going, and it's never too early to start, right?
Yep.
Right. We have lots of great brands there. Again, go to the website. I'm going to spell the website out for you one more time because I kind of messed it up. It's Coo, COO, Gill, GIL, and then APPL, which is short for appliance. So Coo Gill App with an L and then .com. And the phone number again is area code 860-536-4929. And they're located at 2 Greenmanville Avenue in Mystic. If you're leaving Route 95, heading down that avenue, going by the Mystic Seaport, it'll just be a minute or two on your a left as you go by that, just before you get to downtown Mystic. Thanks for coming in, Glenn. It's been great.
You're welcome, and thank you.
All right. We'll see you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you work.